Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment, bringing you a story of reckless government spending, yet another local case that just got brought to my attention. It's really bad. Over the years, the effort to set up walking trails throughout Eureka has been met with mixed reactions. As it currently is, the sheer number of trails ought to be enough to keep everyone happy. But alas, trails continue to get pushed. Many people feel that the lack of law enforcement personnel, coupled with the odd locations for these trails, are setting Eureka up for a series of hard-to-patrol walkways that help criminal drug addicts gain newfound access to people's homes and possessions. I've heard from enough homeowners to know that it's a valid concern. But do you ever look into how much money gets thrown at these trails? The city of Eureka is expanding the waterfront trail $9 million for the Bay to Zoo Trail, with actual construction to start in 2 years. And because we are in an area with very limited financial resources, quite a bit of the money that's meant for fixing our roads, it's being redirected to building these trails instead. It's reportedly coming out of the funds raised by Measure H. Eureka just took $1.7 million from the road fund and are giving that money to a consultant tasked with their part in building the new trails. Yes, you heard me right, money that was earmarked for our roads is being diverted to this trail expansion project. Next time you want to complain about Eureka's infamous potholes, just remember that our trails are more important than your tires. That's a good campaign slogan. Nearly $2 million that could have fixed the roads. I'm not pro-road and anti-trail, that's not a thing, but I am anti-trail when we have police and fire departments that are having trouble retaining their staff. Yes, I guess I am a bit anti-trail when we have a well-known problem with thousands of criminal drug addicts that already know that law enforcement resources are stretched thin. We can't even properly care for our roads, so the idea of taking any of that funding and redirecting it to trails is laughable. The root of the problem is no joke. When the people that are elected to our city council have zero sound business training or knowledge, in moments like this, we see that they don't even have the awareness of how money works. That is, sometimes you don't have enough money to do what you'd like to do, so you make sacrifices and do your best. There is no doing your best here. It's more like spend what little we have and cross our fingers that the proverbial rainy day never comes. Just because the national government is throwing billions of dollars toward the Ukraine doesn't give our local city hall the right to waste funds. In fact, the best thing we can do to change the world is fix our local government, try to bring back balanced budgets, weaning ourselves off the grant money, and encouraging a better economy. This has been Anthony Mantova with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.